Tori or Summer from the Brentwood Care Centre every couple of weeks. And today I'm going to be talking to Tori, who is the General Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre, which is part of RCH Care Homes. It's situated in Brentwood and the centre is purpose-built and carefully designed home from home to support the wonderful residents that live there. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm back. I have returned.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back. I know you weren't feeling too good, so I'm glad that you recovered and you're feeling much better.
Thank you. And can I just say, because I have been off for a while and I've been kind of intermittently in and out of the service, a massive thank you to my team who absolutely stepped up and did an absolutely sterling job in my absence, but also to the staff who work on Horndon Ward at Basildon Hospital, because they took very, very good care of me. So thank you all so very much, and a lot of respect for, you know, the challenges that they face, and certainly during a pandemic it was a real eye-opener. So as one nurse to another, thank you very much.
Oh, wonderful. It's great to have you back. And, you know, Summer did a very good job standing in for you for
a
couple of phone calls.
I did listen.
Tell us a little bit about the Brentwood Care Centre so people can know what you guys do there.
Sure, yeah. So Brentwood Care Centre is situated in Pilgrim's Hatch, so we're part of the community there. It's a very big building, so we look after up to 112 people that require care, be that for residential care, so help with kind of daily tasks. We also look after people who are living with a dementia, and we also look after people that require nursing care. So we have 24-hour nurses here in the service. Both myself and the deputy are also nurses. And then we obviously have a very large care team to help and support people with whatever it is that they want to do in their daily lives. And very big support from all the other team here. So obviously we have kitchen and laundry services and housekeeping, and we have an amazing activity team that help provide that kind of purpose of daily life. So we're a big home. It's lovely here.
Yeah, and it's something, you know, if you're out there now thinking, we don't like to think of ourselves as getting older, and it is a privilege, as you know. A lot of people don't get to make it into old age, but, you know, it's something to think about if you're out there now, what life you want to be having when you're retired or when you're older, or you might be on your own, you know, so it's well worth thinking about the future of how you want to live, because not all care homes, as we know, are equal. They have a fantastic place.
Yeah, I think, you know, historically there's always been a perception that, you know, people go into homes at the end of their life, and actually, you know, that has changed dramatically over the past sort of 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
People now go into homes for a multitude of reasons, but actually it's to enable them to continue to live a good, purposeful life.
Yes.
So it isn't because, you know, somebody's reaching the end of their lifespan. It's about having, if you like, the essential support that they need to continue to live well, to continue to be healthy, to continue to have purpose, and to continue doing all of those things that they did before they came here.
Yes.
There's no reason why, you know, life doesn't stop when you come into a care home. Actually, for some people, it's just starting.
Yeah, exactly. With all the cookery things and the paintings and everything else you guys get up to. Tell us about the Heart in the Hand.
Yeah, so United Kind are a group working within the Brentwood area, and they're specifically looking at supporting people that are vulnerable, that are isolating in rural areas of Brentwood. And they came up with a really good idea about making hearts for people. So they're sending out hearts with a little message from one person to somebody else that you've never met. You probably don't know them. But it's just a way of getting the message across that, you know, we're still thinking of everybody, that there is somebody out there that's thinking of them and the difficulties that they're going through. And United Kind have very kindly organised that for the people of Brentwood. And we've joined in. So we are busy making hearts and sending messages of, you know, kind of goodwill and good luck, and hoping that people remain safe. So it's just a token, really, from certainly the people that we support here to those people that we've not met but know must be finding things a real challenge.
And the dementia strategy.
Yeah.
Tell us, I managed to get that word out correctly this time. I always have problems with that word, strategy.
It's been a bit of a mission. Yeah. So RCH have really worked very hard over the last kind of 6 months just to look at dementia care in all of its homes and all of the facilities that they provide. And really the dementia strategy is pulling together everything that we need to provide really positive embedded dementia care. So it's a three-year strategy, so it's not going to be a quick process. But the strategy really looks at a way to audit where we currently are and to help us review and further develop the services that we provide for those people that are living with a dementia.
Mm.
So it looks at five pillars of excellence. It looks at learning development of staff. It looks at activities, occupation, food, drink and mealtime experience. And then it also looks at the kind of prosthetic environment. So, you know, how our home can help and support those people that are living with a dementia.
Yeah.
And all of those things really encompass around the person-centred care planning and the kind of relationship approach that we use with families. So it's looking at a holistic model. We've had our first audit. We've actually been living and breathing the strategy now for nearly 6 months. So we had a baseline audit to look at where we were. There was a lot of work to do. That wasn't to say that we weren't providing really good care, because we were, but this is about improving. So it doesn't matter where you start, but ultimately what we need to do to review and make things better for every single person. And we're working our way through that. We're 6 months in. It's going very, very well. I'm absolutely delighted, because part of that process was that our staff team would undertake a National Dementia Framework Certificate in understanding dementia. Mm-hmm. And 92% of my staff have now achieved a level 2, so recognised certification in understanding dementia and the care that they're providing, which is just amazing, really amazing commitment by the team here. And it hasn't just been care staff, it's been our kitchen teams and our housekeeping teams, literally everybody that is involved or has a contact with a person that may be living with a dementia. So an amazing task to undertake. We've made some achievements along the way, and certainly over the next 2.5 years, it will really help to design and shape the service that we provide. So it's exciting times.
Yes, definitely. Now, you've got a fantastic, obviously you've got the website, but if you do want to find out more, go and have a look at the Brentwood Care Centre. If you go to allthews.facebook.com/Brentwood Care Centre, you'll be able to see what the girls and boys get up to, including their drinking clubs and making cakes and the paintings and all the other stuff they get up to, because you do post up there quite regularly.
We do. I personally post on our Facebook page, which is quite lovely. So, there's loads and loads of things. So if anybody wants to see what we're doing and how we're supporting people, there are some good stories up there. And the other thing that we've introduced is obviously to meet some of the members of our team. So we've had some new people come in and move into our home, obviously during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We know that their families can't see us or see all of the staff. They obviously get to see me or Charlie or Summer quite regularly, but they don't really know what those staff look like. So there are some posts up there about meeting people within our team. Mel, our new dementia ambassador, who's supporting us with the strategy, is certainly up there. We'll have Bruno, who's a new member of staff and a very, very lovely, lovely chap. He's come in to help and support with activities, wellbeing and lifestyle. So his profile will be going up there next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's pleased about that. people can learn about our team, learn about what we do, and really get a good feel for, you know, what we're doing and what's going on.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for social media in these times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? I've kind of been looking at all sorts of things, you know, musical concerts taking place and art lessons going on, and it is just amazing. And I think actually, if the pandemic has taught any of us anything, it's about how we use social media and what a positive influence it can be, which is just great. And I certainly have brushed up on my technical skills.